Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Healing Is Not Linear. I have a very special podcast for you guys today. I have two of my very best friends with me, and we are going to talk about all the things from dating, relationships, even a little bit of naughty things. Maybe we'll just see where it goes. But yeah, so I'm going to just introduce you guys and we'll go from there. So the first one to my right is Marissa.
That's me. Hi, I'm Marissa. I have known these two girls for going on, gosh, almost 8 years now. Mm-hmm. I am the oldest and the least sexually active. And we're here to just talk about relationships and everyday life things, and I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
Yes.
And then over here we have Melina Diaz.
Yes, that's me. Well, like Marissa said, we've known each other for quite some time now. I'm the one that's had the same dick for a long, long time, so it's not very much different. And yeah, I'm super excited.
Wow, I'm just so glad that we can all come together and just talk about dating lives, because obviously we've all been through different relationships. So I had you guys ask some questions through Instagram and Facebook, and just wanting to know what it's like for dating from a girl's perspective, and you know how it is dating nowadays, because I don't know about you guys, but dating nowadays sucks. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It is horrible. Yes. It's nothing but dating apps, I feel like, and that's really the only way that you can meet somebody. And, you know, it's all about the superficial, like, oh, this person's cute, so, like, let me swipe right, I guess. So that's, like, nothing about who the actual person is, and, yeah, it just sucks. So, like, how's dating for you guys? Because we're all single, and actually, this is the first time, I think, ever
in our
that
friendship.
We've all been single, yeah. So it's fun.
Yes, well, it's different.
I feel like it's even harder now, though, like, during quarantine. Just because, it's like yeah. You said, it's all dating apps, and you're not going anywhere, so yeah. You're not meeting people.
Don't I know.
And if you're me, you've probably let yourself go a little bit.
No.
So people are less interested.
No.
But I went from, I guess, I was married, mm-hmm. And so I was with the same person for a long time, and then in the process of separating and getting divorced and all of that, I was obviously jumping back into the dating world. And for me, that was completely different because the last time I dated someone was over 10 years ago. Like, that's the last time I had to worry about dating.
Exactly.
So then coming into dating now, it's all, like Mackenzie said, it's all apps. It's all electronics. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, a new school way of doing things. Yes. And that is not what is ideal for me because I'm such a people person that I like talking to people. I like meeting people.
Yeah, definitely.
You might not believe it by the end of this podcast, but I go to church and I work and I have a life throughout the week. And so, you know, everybody wants that meet cute idea of like, oh, maybe it'll be in a bookstore or a coffee shop. And obviously, as unrealistic as that is, like, you want to meet somebody in the real world. You don't want to meet somebody through a screen. And that works for a lot of people. I have tons of friends who've met through Match and through Bumble and through Tinder that have gotten married and that have, you know, made it work, exactly. Which is amazing. But that is not ideal for me. That's not what I want. And so I think I'm just struggling even more now in quarantine because I'm like, I'm not going anywhere where I'm going to meet somebody.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people deal with that too. Just like the whole like not, you know, per se, like meeting someone in person. And then it's like, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like even, like, going through dating apps and stuff like that, like, trying to just meet with them out in public, like, it's scary. Because, like, nowadays, to even be a girl and, like, to walk out in public or to even go to a store, it's, like, terrifying. And so when they're like, hey, yo, girl, you want to come to the house? I'm like, no. Like,
pass.
Like, you might be a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I had, this is a funny story. Well, it's not really a story, but it was just, like, you know, like, this person, they were, like, wanting me to come over to their house. And I'm like, you know, we've never hung out before, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm only a serial killer on the weekends. And I'm like,
only serial killers make that kind of joke.
Yeah. I was like, that's not even funny.
You're not getting criminal minds in my ass.
Yeah. I'm like, delete. Yeah. Like, not talking to you again.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I feel like nowadays, like, it's just really scary. And that's what makes online dating kind of, you know, somewhat hard and stuff like that. But But yeah, no, it's definitely difficult. Melina, you know, you were in a very long relationship. Mm-hmm. You
exactly.
Know.
So I think it's just hard, even just putting yourself back up out there. It's like once you finally are done and you and you decide that you're, you know, finally done and you're ready to move on, it's kind of scary to finally, you know, figure out how it is nowadays, you know, with the apps. Like, I haven't signed up for any dating apps or anything yet, mm-hmm. because I said I'm just probably for the new year. I'm just trying to see if I can meet someone without the apps. But like Marissa said, you know, with this whole pandemic, it's kind of hard and quarantining. So, I mean, it is super hard to put yourself back out there, and you try to see, you know, you hear other stories from other people and you're just like, oh God, it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully it's not.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we can all go out again and hopefully meet someone out. But if not, I guess I'm ready to start these dating apps.
Well, and I feel like, too, especially, like, with you, and I feel like with me, and I feel like even with you, like, when we've had conversations, after you're dating someone, whether it's for a short amount of time or a long amount of time, like, you have to relearn who you are every single time.
Yes.
Because you either recognize something new about yourself, you mm-hmm. recognize something new about your partner that you may or may not be interested in. Like, if somebody shows something about themselves, then that might be, at that point, something where you're like, oh, I like that. Now I want to add that to, not add that, but, like, now that's something that I'll look for in a guy or a yes. girl. Or you say, yeah. oh, that's not something that I'll put up with. And you're almost changing what your interests are, and I feel like it makes you sound maybe finicky or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're just learning more about yourself. Like, for me, mm-hmm. there was things where I learned coming out of my relationship, like, oh, I will absolutely not put up with this.
Exactly.
Oh, this was a red flag I overlooked before, and if I see that again, like, it's either have a conversation about it, and if that can be fixed, then we'll fix it. If not, then I have to get out of that and move on.
Yeah.
Because then that just carries on further into your relationship, and then you're 10 years down the line, or 2 years down the line, yeah. or 6 months down the line, and you're like, crap, this is something I should have
exactly.
said something about before.
And I definitely see, like, when I was 16 dating and then now trying to get back out there, the questions are different. Like,
yeah,
now that I'm much older, like, the guys are like, so do you want kids? Do you want to get married one day? And you're like, oh my God.
Like, they're like, what movie do you want to see on
yeah. Friday? So now, you know, now that I'm getting these, you know, adult questions, it's, like, so weird to be like, oh my God, like, yes, I am at that point in my life where, you know, I'm going to meet someone who wants that, like, yeah. who wants yeah. kids and who wants to, you know, or doesn't want kids or doesn't want to get married or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's yeah. such a huge transition from going to, now it's like, oh God, settling down questions.
Yeah. yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I feel like, too, like, even when you get out of a relationship and each, you know, time, well, especially for me, since, you know, I've dated around a lot, but it's just because I've had boyfriends, and then, like, I, you know, I try to put myself back out there after, you know, time has passed. But especially with my last relationship, I noticed, like, afterwards, I'm like, you become more confident in yourself and you become more stronger and you realize what you want more, I feel like, because you're like, oh, like, not that that was a whole relationship, but you might have just seen things you didn't like about either what, how you're becoming or what that person was doing. So you're like, I'm just going to, you know, not look for that next time. Or, hey, I didn't like how I was when I was dating them, so I'm not going to, like, keep doing that the next time I date.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I feel like, too, it took me a long time to gain that confidence back after my relationship. And it wasn't even for lack of, like, I knew when my marriage ended, mm-hmm. as bad as it sounds, but I don't mind saying it, like, I hadn't technically done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't make any mistakes. There were things that I let happen that I shouldn't have let happen.
Yeah.
And there were things that I overlooked, and I was very, like, passive and all that kind of stuff. So I definitely let myself go through things a lot longer than mm-hmm. I should have. So, and that's, like, to my own fault, but I wasn't the one that made mistakes in our relationship to where it led to an ending.
Yeah. Mm.
So that part I was secure in, but I think coming back out of it and then being basically shoved right back into the dating world, that's where I was like, well, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to date. I didn't think I was ever going to have to worry about dating again.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know who I am as a person,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I think it's hard too. Like, I came back out of it, because even at the time, you were dating,
Yeah.
Everybody around me was dating, and then even now people are dating and getting married and all that stuff, and I'm still the one that's single, but I'm also one of the older people out of a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
So I think that for me right now is where it weighs on my confidence, because I am really bad at comparison.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, I'm like, crap, like, I don't have my life together. I'm not even talking to somebody. So by the time I talk to somebody, potentially start dating, get engaged, and then potentially get married, yeah, I'll be in my mid to late 30s. Jesus, take the wheel.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. From my lips to the good Lord's ears, which is fine. I don't think there's an age limit on getting married, but it's scary to think about, because when you're a teenager or a young adult in your early 20s, like, you're thinking, oh, by 30, you'll probably have been married, bought a house, had kids. Listen, we're no judgment here. But you think that your life will be at a certain stage. So when you're where you're at and it doesn't look like what you thought, I think that comes with disappointment.
Yeah.
So that for me is where I lost confidence. And it wasn't in myself.
Yeah.
As far as like personality wise and stuff like that. Cause if your eyes are closed, I'm a catch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Stop it.
Stop. Yeah.
But it took me a minute to kind of like get there and be like, well, I didn't have to rebuild myself as my relationship ended, because I had already started doing that before it was over, because I was preparing for who I was going to have to be without my ex.
Yeah.
Because I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So I think the confidence for me was more or less of like in what was going to come next and how I was going to even start dating again. And I've been struggling with that since that ended, because I left my marriage in 2016, and I haven't dated anyone since.
Yeah.
So that's 4 years of me being single. Mm-hmm. And like trying to tell myself, I had to pause there and take in the realization.
You're like, okay.
You're like, oh, God, Sir Greg. It's been 4 years without anything.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it has been. It's been four years of me being single, which means it's 4 years of me not being with anybody in any kind of way. Yeah. So, like,
you know what that means.
Yeah. I didn't just lose a relationship, I lost
everything.
Sex 24/7. Like, I lost being able to cuddle on the couch and watch movies with someone. I lost, you know, dreaming about a future with that person.
Yeah.
Which is great, because we can all agree that my life moving forward is better without that person anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
But when you get back into it, it's like, it's been 4 years of me being single.
It's hard.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And now you start to lose confidence again, because you're like, well, shit, like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Yeah. And then a pandemic happens, and then you're swiping, and then you message people on Bumble and they don't want to answer. So you're like, that's great.
No, like, I feel like obviously like our paths are very different, but like, even for me, like, you know, like dating and having boyfriends or even just going on dates and it not working over and over again. It's like, oh my gosh, like, is it me at this point? Like, what am I doing wrong? So you start to question yourself and you're like, my gosh. But something I've noticed is that, like, and no offense, men out there listening, but it's like the commitment issues or the I'm so busy. If you're so freaking busy, men, and you're on a dating app, please do not be on a dating app if you are too busy to have
that
a relationship.
You have time for one thing.
Like, obviously, if you want to just hook up, that's all right. Like, just say that. But if you, I cannot stand that. Like, I've gotten that so many times in the past. It's like, oh, I'm just so busy. I just don't think I have time for a relationship. I'm like, then why were you on a dating app to begin with? You know, like, you were on there for a reason. So that's something that's always, like, just irked me, but
100%.
So, yeah. Like, what is something that both of you, like, what is good qualities in a man that you are looking for your next future boyfriend or, like, husband?
I mean, I've always said, like, I don't need someone. I want someone.
Yeah, you're a very independent person.
Yeah, so
preach it. Preach it.
So for what I've ever wanted is just literally two things. Someone to just love me and only me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to just protect me.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I don't need, I mean, anything else other than those two things. Like, I mean, other things are nice, but
yeah,
I literally can do everything else myself. I mean, obviously I can't. I don't want to fuck myself. So,
but in reality, like, you could.
But like, I would like someone.
Literally, they make dolls for a reason.
I don't know if I need to put that in my list, but I would like the other person to do that for me.
You want the benefits of a relationship.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's just, I don't want to, it just, you know, being with someone for so long, you realize that, you know, being, of course, being 16 when we got together and then being in our late 20s together, you know, you realize that we grew apart. We didn't grow together. Mm-hmm. And that was our problem. That's is if you're going to be, you know, with someone for so long, you have to learn to grow together. And that's what I've learned. So for my next person, it's just, you know, it's not even being compatible because, you know, people say two people who are different can be together.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, having the same goals and having the same, be on the same path.
Yeah. Like
if you're not on the same path, then there's really just no point because you can wait for someone to finally get on your path, but it's like, how long?
Yeah.
How long are you going to wait? You know, so people, and you go through things, like, don't get me wrong. Things happen and you go through things and you have to deal with them, but sooner or later you have to like real, you have to get on the same path.
You can't
be on two different paths.
No, exactly. I mean, I feel like it's just like, you know, like you said, like I feel like I'm starting to get that way too. Like, I don't want much. I literally just want you to be like, be nice to me at this point and like treat me good. And like, this is like so like cheesy, but I just want a guy to like be able to like want me and just like move mountains for me. Like if he he only wants me and like that's it. And like he would literally do anything, like I would do anything for him. And like I feel like I've never really had that. It's always been like me being full 100% in and then always being kind of like 70 or like 50, you know. And I'm just like, I'm sick of that. Like I want to be equal and to be like, I've got you, you got me, like let's just like rock this relationship shit. Yeah. You know, like let's just do this thing and like have a family and like do all these things. And it's like, I feel like I haven't found that yet, so it's really frustrating because it's like, what the heck, like
I think for me it's like I let a lot of my, like a lot of pieces of myself go in my marriage because I was sacrificing a lot of things to make it work because it was like, when you get married, like your end game is not to get divorced, you know? Yeah. So it was I was doing everything I could to make it work. And that meant putting up with things that I shouldn't have or, you know, being a different person entirely or letting him get away with stupid things because I was like, well, I can fix it later. It was like I was playing Mr. Fix-It. I was like, well, I'll just fix it. Like, I'll change it. And even, like, I mean, prime example, when we very first met and we very first started dating, he smoked cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I hated that.
Yeah.
But I was the person that was like, oh, I'm gonna get him to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get him to quit. Mm-hmm. So I went into a relationship already looking for things to change and not being 100% on board with who he was as a person.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I feel like there are things that happen like that all the time with, you know, people who start dating. Yeah, you like, you see something and you're like, oh, well, I'll just overlook it because the potential is there.
Yeah.
And it definitely was something that needed to be addressed because, I mean, I feel like if that was sign number one, then there were other things about his life that he wasn't going to want to give up. But I just think for me, it's, I want somebody who is going to like laugh and be goofy with me because I just am all the time. I want somebody who is a family person.
Yeah.
And whether that means like he's close with his family or maybe he has a bad history with his family, which is like fine. I don't expect him to like come from a good home and, you know, be posh and all that, but like gets along with my family and gets along with my friends. Like I just want him to be involved and I want him to like be able to share all those parts of life. And then I just want somebody who's going to like love me and take me as I am. Like I love Jesus, but like I cuss a lot and like you know, like I go to church and I'm super involved, but like we're gonna have sex. Like, you know what I mean? And I know that those are two very, based on your views, like those might be two very different and things.
Contradicting.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like we need to like start doing it right off the bat. I'm fine waiting, but also like
we waited this long, so it's fine.
Yeah, and I think too it's hard for me for so many things to pinpoint it because I'm like, well, those are things that we'll talk about. And there's like, there's obviously compromises that I'm willing to make. If I find somebody who's like an amazing man of God and is like, hey, I'm not comfortable, you know, having sex before marriage. Like, that's great. I'm fine with that. I've waited this many years already. Like, that's not going to kill me, you know?
Yeah.
But they're just, there are things that I just know I will and won't put up with.
Yep.
And I hate the way that sounds because it makes me sound like I'm so, like, prissy. No. But I went through so much that I'm like, well, I refuse to do this again, and those are bad signs for me. So,
well, I don't even feel like that's Prissa. That's literally having like standards and like having high standards. And I feel like women are always like told, like, they're always like not like put down or bashed, but it's just like if a woman has really high standards, then yeah, like they think right away, oh, she's Prissy. Oh, she thinks she's better than everyone. It's like, no, like I just know my worth and I know what I deserve and what I don't. And like, if you don't meet those standards, like, I'm sorry, but like, there's the door.
Yeah.
Like, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Like, you know, it's just not that, it's not that hard.
No.
But yeah, so, okay. So we'll go start going through some of the questions that some people have asked.
Questions.
So I have like a couple. So Vinny literally asked, why are y'all so difficult?
First of all, that's such a weird name. Just kidding. No offense to all the Vinnies out there.
Just kidding, Vinny.
Just kidding to all of the Vinnies but one. What was the question? Why are we so difficult?
Why are y'all so difficult?
I think it's because I have a lot of answers for this. Mine, in like a short statement, I guess, would be because we go through so much.
Yeah.
And because we're always having to relearn, like, I mean, but it's like basically like you just said, we get called difficult, you know, prissy, too hard to handle, like that.
No, and if you sleep with too many guys, you're a hoe.
But if you but if you don't put out,
then you're stuck up. Or,
yeah. You know. So I think that girls are difficult because they're being asked to live up to so many standards and we can't.
Yeah.
That's like the easiest answer I can give you.
Yeah.
People are wanting us and expecting us to be so many different kinds of people. And when we can't be all of those people at the same time, it's like, oh, well, you're so difficult.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just because guys make us crazy. Like, they just don't know what they want, and they just, like, drive us insane.
Yeah, I gotta tell them multiple fucking times what to do.
Yeah, I just... when you are... If you're looking for someone who's not difficult and you're just wanting somebody that can easily please you, then, like, you're not looking for the right kind of relationship. Because if you're wanting somebody that's gonna be, like, super servient and be able to, like... I mean, there should be some ease in a relationship, but there are things that are going to be difficult. And, like, you probably need to get used to the fact that, like, if you ask a girl where she wants to go eat, she's never going to have an answer for you.
No, and you know why? That, you know, for me, I feel like the reason why I do that is because it's, like, I don't really want to say where I want to go because if they don't like that, then they're like, ew. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Like, for all the guys listening, I have a trick for that, okay? You want to know how you find out where your girl wants to go eat or your boy or your partner,
whoever.
Is you say, we're going to go eat, and she'll say, okay, where are we going to go?
Yeah.
And then you say, guess. And the place that she guesses... is clearly where she wants to go.
Yeah.
So if you're like,
that is great.
You're like, we're going to go eat. And she's like, where are we going to go eat? And you're like, guess where we're going. And she's like, oh, Chick-fil-A? Then you're like, yep, that's it. Chick-fil-A.
But
also, please don't always choose Chick-fil-A because it's not as good as people say it is.
No.
Yeah.
I feel
something expensive.
Take her to an actual thing. That's why we're difficult because you take us to Chick-fil-A when you should take us to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, par.
Yeah. Thank you for asking, Vinny.
Yeah, no, I feel like too with that question because guys always say that they're like, you guys never know what we want to eat. And it's like, sometimes we just want to be surprised. Like, just say, hey, go put on this cute little dress. I'm going to take you to so-and-so. Sometimes I just want to be told, like, where we're going. Like, hey, I'm going to take you here and see
you
what
want
we're
that, you
do.
Want that they've shown initiative to plan.
Yes, instead of always asking. I feel like every single time I'm on a date, they're like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And I'm like, why? You're the man. You decide. You tell me what to do. You know, not like it's talking about like a dominant thing, but it's just like you take initiative. Like, this is our first date. Like, you tell us what we're doing. I think that's cute. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like it should be like, I guess if you're dating for a while, like that's where it's like, okay, no, like we're gonna, you know.
Yeah, you should fucking know where I want to eat.
I want to go to Applebee's. You better know that. I want to go to Applebee's.
Yeah. Should we ask you?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not gonna say that. That's going to change. Like, I as a woman know that women can be difficult.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, women know women can be difficult. That's why they fight with their friends. Like, women in general are difficult. And it's because we have so many emotions and so many ways of showing it. And I think, too, that's a lot of what doesn't line up sometimes is, like, the ways of expressing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you express yourself different than your partner expresses yourself, like, it's going to come off as difficult because you're not communicating in, like, a similar fashion.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so did you lose your wiener?
Yeah, I'm like, where's my wiener? I lost my wiener.
But yeah, so I think, I know, and I mean, but I know they can be difficult. Sorry, all right, so half this podcast is just gonna be us laughing at each other.
Sorry. So
no, I didn't know, Melina. Do you want to like give any input?
Or on why we're so difficult?
Yeah.
Well, I would just say that I don't know. I guess. I don't think I'm difficult, but I mean, I would say
I think other people lie to others.
Say about that.
Listen to your own horn.
But I'm not difficult. No, I don't know. I just think that we're so indecisive sometimes, mm-hmm. and you know, 100%. We say one thing and we mean another.
Oh yeah.
Like if we say, if you're like, oh, what's wrong? Nothing.
And there's totally something wrong.
Yeah, it's like that. I know that's difficult, but literally, like, if you ask me what's wrong and I tell you what's wrong, then you're like, oh, stop talking. Yeah. You know, like, why you have to say that? And you're like, okay, but if I say nothing and you know something's wrong, it's just like, there's no way. Men can never be pleased.
No. Yeah.
Never. Yes. They're never satisfied.
I got that a lot. A big thing for me. I'm an emotional person. People know that across the board. I just am. And I got told so many times, like, when somebody was like, what was wrong? And I would tell them and I would express that emotion. People would be like, you're such a baby. Mm-hmm. So then it was like, okay, well, now I'm not going to tell you what's wrong because then I feel like a baby.
Exactly.
But then it's like, well, why don't you talk to me about it? You don't feel like you can talk. And I'm like, okay.
So when I do,
I'm a baby or I'm being a brat because I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. So,
and I'm not saying that's just men.
No.
That's with my family. That's with friends. Yeah. That's with whoever.
Yeah.
But I think, again, it goes back to we get asked or told or, you know, we just learn that we have so many different roles to fill and so many people want so many different things. And you try and either please people for so long that you become difficult because you don't know who you are and how you're supposed to be or how you're supposed to answer.
Yeah.
Or you just give up on pleasing people and then you automatically come off like a bitch.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I don't have to please you. And people are like, well, I was just trying to. And you're like,
well,
take it for what it is.
This is who I am.
Yeah. This is real.
Sing it, Demi.
That was a banger, though. I love that song.
No, Camp Rock was my ish.
Y'all can't see right now, but literally, Melina's like doing the dance.
Little Mitchie Torres.
Oh, my God.
She got into it, though.
Yeah, she sure did.
Okay, so we got another question that says, this is a good one. How do you decide who is the one and who is just a friend? Because I feel like sometimes when you start to date someone and it's, you know, serious and you become boyfriend, girlfriend, they somewhat become like your best friend. I feel like it kind of always starts off like that. You know, obviously, like, a friend, you know, because you don't obviously...
You should be friends first.
Yeah. So it starts off as that, but then it's, like, knowing the difference between, okay, this is a friend, or, like, hey, I see myself being with this person.
Yeah, because I have... I mean, I'm not going to say I have a lot of guy friends, but I do have some guy friends, and just realizing that that's a friend.
Yeah.
And then who I want to be romantically involved with.
Yeah.
It's just, like... You like having them around, but you don't want to be with them the rest of your life.
Yes.
You're like, I really, really like you, but I could never
ready for them, with you. Yeah, like, ready for them to be done by the end of the day. Like, okay, have a nice day. Like, I would say, but especially, you just know. I feel like you think that they're the one. Because there's people who you think they're the one, but then unfortunately it's not the one.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you just get that feeling where you're like, oh, my gosh, I want to be with them all the time or be with them every day or... Mm-hmm. Then there's other people where you're like, I don't want to be with them all the time. I don't want to be with them every day. So,
yeah.
I feel like it's also, like, an attractiveness thing, too. Like, not to be, like, surface level, but, like, at the same time, like, your friends, you're not really... I mean, you might think that your friend is cute, I guess. Or, like, hey, my guy friend's really good looking. But, like, there's also that attractiveness. Like, if you like them more than a friend, you're obviously going to be, like, physically attracted. Like, you're like, I want to, like, rip his clothes off. But you look at your friends, you're like... They could keep their clothes on. I'd be fine. I don't need to see what's underneath all of that. Like, it could be, like, more of a physical thing, too, and not just, like, inner. But I feel like you kind of always just, like, know. Especially from a girl's point of view. Like, you're, like, no. You're, like, eh, like, not to put you in the friend zone, but, like, I don't see you more than a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think that's a hard question because I think it's, like, there's such a thin line because you can go from one to another real quick. Like, I can be attracted to a guy and think he could be the one, and then one thing happens and I'm like, oh, you're not the one. Or you could be friends with someone and never look at them like that, and then one thing happens and you're like, frick. Like, I think our feelings are changing.
Yeah.
Which and is mine.
Which Melina's dealing with right now. Which we love. She may or may not be getting the textuals
to this podcast.
Bless her heart. But like my this is so weird. I'm not gonna like pretend that not all girls have like their favorite ex. Like, you have like your favorite ex.
Oh yeah. One that you were like, oh, you're not a piece of shit, so like I like
yeah
you.
Like it ended maybe not on the best terms, but like you're fine and like it was a good relationship. So my favorite ex was my very, very, very best friend before we started dating.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, I helped him get into a relationship before we ever started dating. Like, he was like, oh, I have a crush on a girl. And I was like, oh, I'm a wing woman. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And then it was like, that didn't work out for them. And literally something within, like, a day and a half to 2 days changed. And it was like, he was the only person I could think about.
So, like, literally, you were, like, Taylor Swift with the song.
I hate that you just said that. Come at me. I'm not a T-Swift fan.
No, you belong with me. You were in the window.
I wouldn't be able to tell you if that's accurate or not. But, like, it just shifted overnight. But I've also had people that I have been attracted to, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I think we could date. I think we could be cute together. And something has happened to where I'm like, oh, absolutely not. But it's really easy for me. I don't want to say turn it on and off because it makes it sound like I could just, like, give up or get into a relationship whenever. But, like, something as simple as the guy I'm interested in being like, oh, well, I have somebody else I have a crush on. Then that is easy for me enough to be like, oh, okay, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I can back off from that.
Yeah.
Or me to find out, like, he cheated in the past, and which I get – I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't think that's an accurate thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can cheat and then be
never
fine.
Realize.
Yeah, never cheat again.
Because you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, maybe there's something in their past or, like, the kind of person they are. Maybe he treats his mom like shit or, like, is one of the people that talks down to, like, servers, you know, or, like, is rude, you know. Like, something like that. I could be interested in a guy and see something like that happen and be like, okay, well, this isn't going to go anywhere like I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
So I think for me the line is, like, so thin.
Yeah.
But I think that's both sided. Like, I think either partner can look at that. And half the time, like, if you're interested in somebody, you don't make it, like, the person might not even know.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, are you, you're not, it's like you're doing any harm.
Yeah.
In, like, in that changing from, like, liking somebody into not liking somebody or not liking somebody into liking somebody.
Yeah,
you have anything over there, Miss Cheesy Face, with your text messages coming through?
Literally, like, as they're coming through, she's like, oh, my God. Yeah. She's like, he's like, what are you doing?
He's like, you know.
Podcasting.
My Lanta.
Okay, so another question I got was, basically, my friend Katie, she asked me, do we think that the guy should take initiative, I guess, when it comes to, like, I don't know, she meant, like, asking out, or is it, or even, like, so say, like, you're at a bar, and a guy, and you see a guy there, and he's, like, you know, making the little faces at you, and you're, like, you can see that y'all are, like, both attracted to each other.
Exactly.
Do you think it's better to make the guy makes the move, or for the girl to go up to the guy and say something?
I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, I don't think it matters. I think if you have the balls and you want to go for it, you're interested,
heck,
like,
you
go.
I would. I mean, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I have 100%. I will be glad to buy a guy a beer and be like, hey, like, you look cute.
Yeah, you're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, I will literally, like, slide into the DMs. Like, I do not care. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to wait for him to, like, talk. No.
I can't say I've ever slid into a DM before.
Well, it's just me then. Okay.
I have definitely approached people and made a move.
Yeah.
And even if it's not to, like, potentially start a relationship, it's to let somebody know, like, hey, I think you're really attractive, or hey, I saw you doing this and, like, you looked real good, or hey, I heard you singing karaoke at the bar and, you know, that flooded my basement, so here's a beer on me. Like, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, needs a little rain.
Yeah, well, I have no problem telling a guy that he's attractive.
Yeah, I'm all about people making moves on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely shouldn't just be the guys. And I feel like guys actually like that more. Yeah. That, like, when I've talked to people, like, for guys like that, they're like, oh, I love when a woman's confident and, like, makes the move. Because I feel like sometimes guys are scared. Like, they'll never admit it, but they're scared to, like,
oh my God, yeah.
Because it's, like, it's an ego thing for them. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to have their ego shot because they're, like...
Especially when people are in groups.
Yes.
Like, when you get get a gaggle of girls together, mm-hmm. it's hard to make your way in there and try and talk to
and
someone.
And I don't blame them. That's intimidating.
Yeah.
But it is funny, like, when a guy, like, you know, their little egos get hurt or something like that because they're like, I don't want to go up to them. And, like, you know, like, this is, like, so funny. I've seen this happen before. But, like, where a guy will go up to a girl and he'll be like, hey, like, you're really pretty. Like, can I buy you a drink? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, you were ugly anyway. And they're like, what the heck? Like, it's like,
you didn't think that 5 seconds ago.
Like, their ego gets shot. So they're like, well, you're fat or something like that. Yeah. And you're like, what the heck? Like, yeah. I've seen that so many times. It's like, it just cracks me up. I'm like, all right.
I think it helps too that I've like, whether it's worked out or not, it has for some people, it hasn't for other. Like, I've played matchmaker with so many people.
Yeah.
That I clearly have initiative to be able to go up to somebody and be like, hey, so here's the sitch. Like, this is what's happening. And I think I'm just as confident doing that to myself.
Yeah.
Because I would rather make that move and then be like, oh, I'm not particularly interested. And be like, okay, like, that's fine, because then I didn't waste 3 weeks chasing them around and hoping that there's potential.
Yeah.
You know, I would just rather know.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's how I am too. Like, that's why I don't care about, like, sliding into the DMs early. Like, if I think that someone's cute, I'm going to be like, hey, like, you're cute. Or if I, like, want something now, I feel like I just go after it. I'm like, I'm not going to wait around. Like, if I want it, like, I'm just going to go get it. I'm not going to, like, wait around or be like, oh, let's wait for him to, like, make the... No.
Right.
Like... If I want you, if I want to be with you, I'm going to just, like, go after it. I'm not going to, like, beat around the bush about it.
So. Yeah, no, not at all. Just, yeah, definitely. If you like someone, go ahead and do it. I mean,
everyone
has to deal with rejection at some point.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Yeah,
it's also
does.
Like,
oh, my God, yeah. But
there's so many other people out there that think you're a boss-ass bitch. Like, who cares?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, guys, well, is there anything else that you guys would like to say to the podcast?
I want to preface this. Well, I say preface. This is at the very end of it. I want to say this just as kind of like a, because I was thinking about it earlier, like, our relationships are obviously with the kind of person that we are. We are women attracted to men. So, like, we are all in straight or potentially straight.
Yeah.
So, the reason that we've all said, like, women and men, because that's how we're talking from our experience, that is not to justify anything saying that we are opposed to any other kind of
relationship. Yeah.
So it could be the same for men and men, women and women, non-binary and non-binary.
Yeah.
We are not here to judge. I just wanted people to know that, like,
we
weren't
definitely
being exclusive as far as men and women. That's just our personal
lives just how
and
we
how
are.
That has played out for us.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thanks for bringing that up, because I feel like, too, like, it honestly could happen in any relationship. I mean, especially even, like, girl, guy, like, they have the same problems even if you're straight. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, honestly, relationships are just hard in general. Whether
it's so
you could have a relationship with your dog and it's still freaking hard. I mean, Hennessy chews up my carpet and I'm like, what the heck, you know, like,
yeah.
And it's hard. Like, our relationship is hard. So it's like, it really doesn't matter. And I just hope that hope this podcast was really helpful. And
also, pray for us in our future relationships.
I love how we're all single and, like, laughing about it.
But I'm glad you love it.
Crying on the inside.
Yeah.
But, thank you guys so much for coming on. And I hope that you guys all enjoyed listening to this. And
tune in next week, because it's going to be good.
Oh, we're doing another one?
I just meant for you. I was just hyping you up. I'm just hyping you up.
And they'll be on next week. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.